celebrate the 88th year of the founding of AA in Akron, Ohio, with this 1988 version of Joe and Charlie, brought to you by the big book livingalive.com.
Now, the real problem with the agnostic is we like to fight and argue over what do you call that something. Now, if I can get from a state of being an agnostic to a state of a true believer, then I can use that power in my life and be able to overcome the disease of alcoholism. So the question is, how do I do that? It says, if a mere code of morals or a better philosophy of life were sufficient to overcome alcoholism, many of us would have recovered long ago. I believe that to be true. I've never met an alcoholic yet that didn't have a code of morals. I've never met an alcoholic yet that didn't have a good philosophy for life. We know right from wrong. We know what we should do and shouldn't do. We know that we should work, support our families, take our rightful place in the community. The only thing is, because of our alcoholism, we can't do those things. But if those morals and philosophies would have saved us, many of us would already have recovered long ago. But we found that such codes and philosophies did not save us, no matter how much we tried. We could wish to be moral. We could wish to be philosophically comforted. In fact, we could will these things with all our might, but the needed power wasn't there. Our human resources, as marshaled by the will, were not sufficient to fail utterly. Now, whether we're an atheist or an agnostic, our human power, our human resources, as marshaled by the will, simply were not sufficient. They failed utterly. I believe that to be true. If you and I could have recovered through our morals and philosophies, we would never have become members of Alcoholics Anonymous. We just could not find the power we needed. Now, paragraph 2 on page 45 says, lack of power. That was our dilemma. We had to find a power by which we could live. And it had to be a power greater than ourselves, obviously. But where and how were we to find this power? Well, that's exactly what this book is about. Its main object is to enable you to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. Now, it does not say which will enable us to solve it or which will help us solve it. It says which will solve your problem. Now, up to this point, I've been looking at one thing and one thing only, sobriety, sobriety, sobriety. But page 45 said that really isn't what it's about. But the main object is to find the power. And if I can find the power, then the power will solve the problem. And interestingly enough, from page 45 on, the big book never talks about alcohol anymore. We're through talking about alcohol. What we're going to talk about from now on is one thing and one thing only. How do you find that power? Now, it doesn't make any difference whether you're an atheist or an agnostic. You need a power greater than you are, and we've never been able to find it before. So the question is, how do you find it? And that's what this book is about. It's going to show people like you and I, whether we're atheist or agnostic, how to go about finding that power.